Nicole, I think you should do the intro today.
Oh, the intro today? Yeah. Me?
Okay. Wow.
So honored.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Radix Podcast. This is your host, Nicole Radix. This is why I can't do the podcast intro. I'm trying to channel my
Take
inner
two.
Datavius.
Hard,
doesn't
isn't
that
it?
Work? It is hard.
Yeah.
Can you just do it?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Red X Podcast. I am your absolutely lovely host sometimes. I'm also bald now, and it's a new year. My name is Datavius NaBlack, and I'm here with three absolutely amazing people. Can y'all please introduce yourselves?
Nicole Radich.
And Hanny.
And Candace Clark.
Yeah, yes. So, without further ado, let's start off this podcast right, as I just did, you know, but let's keep that energy going. Let's talk about something. How's this new year been for everyone so far?
Awesome. Eventful for me.
Maybe you need some Chef Boyardee.
Okay.
We're not getting back
We're
into
not
this.
Going in.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's been busy for me. Definitely just nonstop grind. It's like once the holidays are over, just constant work mode. So yeah, it's been good though. Been good. How about you, Hanny?
Man, I was ready for the new year. I was like, 2020 has been, we ain't gonna talk about that. Mm. But, you know, I started interning here. You know, I'm new to the crew, yes.
Clap sound effect.
About to graduate this year. I'm just ready to be done with college and move on and experience life.
Oh, congrats. What did you, what are you majoring or minoring in?
Communications with a minor of sociology. Broadcast journalism is my concentration.
Word
so
up.
This right here
okay.
is this all me. I'm good at it.
Cool. What's what's one of the biggest lessons you've learned from, you know, not just college, but from trying to major in broadcast communication, or I guess not trying to, but majoring in broadcast communication?
I learned just to be myself and just go with the flow. You know, for so long I was trying like to find myself and pretend to be someone I'm not, you know, be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do a corporate job 9 to 5, but I'm like hella tatted and pierced, so I'm like, well, that's not gonna happen. But I just want to do something that I enjoy and love, and this is it, so I want to keep doing it.
Word. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I just got deep. I'm so sorry, y'all.
Nah, you're good. I don't know. Like, I can't say 2021 has been uneventful, and I can't really say it's been like busy. It's, I don't know. I feel like I'm not in this year. I feel like I'm already in 2022. Like, everything kind of already just got mapped out, and I'm just like following that, which is very weird because it's like, you know, you like people say like, oh, you know, don't plan, you know, too far ahead because you never know what's gonna happen, but it's kind of weird. I don't know. It's like one of those years where I'm like, dang, I'm already in the next year. Like, what I'm like now, what do I do? And I'm just literally, it just feels like I'm on the path that I'm supposed to be. And I'm just kind of connecting the dots. It's almost like I'm waiting for my past self to catch up. So it's been fun. I mean, I just have to, you know, put a little bit more, no pun intended, but focus into what I'm doing. And so that's that. So what's everyone's goals? Like, what are we looking at this year?
For me, it's lots of murals. So that's my thing.
How many, like, what's a number that you're trying to?
A number.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So it's kind of hard to just, you know, get buildings and things like that. But I would say 5 projects outside of the one that I'm currently working.
Ooh, so. Okay.
Goals, I would say just strategizing and planning ahead and not feeling behind.
Oh,
that is my biggest goal of the year.
Okay.
If I cannot feel like I'm behind.
Word.
On everything, like that's, 2020.
That's honestly me too. Like, I feel like I've been so far behind on things that I really want to work on and just getting my life together, becoming more organized. That's like a big thing for me because I always procrastinate and push stuff back, and then when I do things last minute, I get stressed out. Like, I want to pull my hair out. So this, my goal is just to get it together, Hanny.
Okay. I don't know.
What about you?
I think I had just recently had a talk with, I guess now, one of my advisors, and they told me, they were like, you need to flex more. And I said, that's no.
Your advisor said that?
Yeah. They were like, just because, and we were just talking about like the stuff that I do and the goals that I had and stuff. And they were just like, you have to, they were like, let's just, you know, get you to like actually put out more. Cause I do a lot. I do a lot. And I told her, I was basically like, you get to a point where you do so much, you don't have any time to show off. And so I was like, I don't want to stop. But I was like, my life has been good just being in the shadows. I don't really want to show off just to show off. It doesn't really make sense to me. Mm-hmm. But all the things that I want in life have to come from showing off. Like, you know, I guess in a sense, we'll use the analogy or the metaphor of a peacock. When a peacock wants a mate, if you know, it flexes. That's why they call it peacocking. When humans do certain things to basically show off themselves so that it attracts a mate or it attracts something in specific, they call it peacocking. And you strut your feathers a lot. You show off exactly what you have. And then that's how their mates find and pick, you know, who they want to be with, because if you never really, you know, display your feathers, no one's ever going to pick you. Which goes against everything that I live for, because I absolutely hate living my life just to be chosen. I feel like I already picked myself and I'll bet on me every time. And I don't really want to live my life just to be, you know, chosen. But there's people that haven't even really been born yet, I'll say, who are going to basically capitalize off of my grind, and they won't have to show off how I have to show off. So my goal is to flex a little bit more this year, because it's very uncomfortable, but that's where I like to be.
I can definitely relate to that. Yes. This podcast, I had a photo shoot last week and I was like, I'm fine with being in the background. Like, people know it's me. They don't have to see me. But you know, so I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I guess on that subject, like, why do you think that is? Is it more of like, do you think for you it's like a humble thing, or like what makes you kind of like love the background more than the foreground?
Honestly, I just don't like taking pictures and things like that. I've never really been all about like talking about myself. So kind of like in the position I'm in, it's more like about the artist and it's about the project, it's about those things. And then of course I'm the organizer behind it, but I don't necessarily have to be the face of everything. So that's pretty much what it is. I don't need to be the face. They know it's me.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the fifth issue. I guess Nicole, how do you feel about the fifth issue? And I'm gonna let you say, you know, what it is and what's going on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so, all the jazz.
Yeah. So the fifth issue, volume 5, Focus is the title, and it will be releasing March 6th. So it'll be online available. Might be in some shops. I don't know. We'll see.
She's like, you'll find out.
Yeah, it's really exciting because I think the reason why we went with Focus as the theme, because we wanted to give artists, you know, two options actually. So the first prompt was more, you know, what's your mantra? What's your focus for this year? And how can you express that into an art piece? Second one is a little bit more literal. So focus, you know, having something focused in the image and other things blurry, mm-hmm. kind of just messing with that idea and concept and doing something creative with that as well. So
yeah, focus is very interesting. You know, I think this issue is going to be the funny thing is, like, I'm not even going to be like, oh, this issue is going to be great, or like, oh, this issue is going to be, I think it's just going to be nice for people to see where their head's at. Mm-hmm. I think that people should take advantage of this time with this magazine to see exactly where their head is at, not just creatively, but just in general. Like, you know, see where you naturally guide yourself to as you're thinking about everything that you want to put forth with, you know, your work for this mag. And then from there, you know, after you hit those submissions, take some time and then just, like, you know, no pun intended again, but focus, you know, do a little meeting with yourself and, you know, figure out those spots that you want to get better at and congratulate yourself for the things that you did. I feel like, you know, people should definitely take advantage of this issue. And I, you know, don't put too much pressure on yourself, but at the same time, like, you know, flex a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Get your peacock on.
Jesus. Maybe I should have done that. Maybe I should have went to the zoo for this magazine and just took pictures of peacocks and then just had one that was in focus and the rest of them out of focus. People would have been like, what the heck is going on? Oh, man. Well, I would introduce you. I mean, you kind of already did introduce yourself, but honestly, I feel like you have enough power that you could introduce yourself, you know, pretty powerfully. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Hello, it's me, Candace Clark. also known as Zen Slave Food. That's like my artist moniker, but I organize and curate for the Black Mural Map, which is kind of like a project to bring Black art or Black murals per se to the forefront. It was kind of inspired partially by COVID and everything going on. It was something that was already in motion, but with the fact that we need a social distance, and then we were in a time of unrest, it was kind of like, what can we do to bring not only Black art to the forefront, but something that people can do while socially distancing? And so that's how Black Mural Map came about so quickly. And so it's a map, and it has almost all of the Black murals that are across Jacksonville, Florida, with the goal of actually expanding outside of this city. And so it's not only Black art by Black artists, but also just Black images, because it's very important for representation. And so that's where it came from.
That's so cool.
Nice.
I know, right? I'm like, dang, okay. So there was a this little question, I guess, popped up. And I guess you kind of did answer it a little bit, but, like, what kind of drew you to, like, is it murals or murals?
It's murals.
Okay, that's what I thought, because I'm like...
It might be like tomato, tomato, though. It might depend on where you're from. I'm not sure, but...
English isn't phonetic. It's a bane to my existence to this day. Like, there's so many languages that are so phonetic, and you know exactly what you're getting into. English is like, oh, you know, there's a few letters that could be different. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then they're like, oh, it was inspired by the French. That's not any better. No disrespect to the French. Y'all are cool, but still... But, like, what drew you to murals and whatnot? Like, why was that kind of, like, you know, where you, I guess, went to?
So I was already working with artists in general. So it's just art is, like, a big theme in my life. My husband is an artist, and he does quite a few murals himself. And so this is one of the activities I like to do with my family, with my friends. We go out, we look at the murals. And it's just always been around me. And I just noticed that there were a lot of mural maps or lists coming out, and they tend to, like, exclude, like, Black murals. And there's so many here. And so I just felt like it was a space that needed to be filled.
Okay. Okay. You know, you got to show out one time for the one time. I feel that. That's really cool, though, especially, like, you know, observing that there was a lack in a specific thing. You know, it's like, oh, snap, like, we, you know, there's not any representation for Black artists in this little category. Like, let me do something about that. Yeah. We love some good initiative, whatever. I'm not good with big words. If there's one thing you're going to find out about me, I like to keep my life 3 syllables or less. If it's more than 3 syllables, it's ridiculous. Yeah, I'm like, it's ridiculous. I'm like, if you can communicate, ooh, that was almost there. If you can communicate with me in less than 3 syllables, I think you're a pretty good communicator. Ha ha! Man, that was a big one. That communicator, that's like, what, 4 or 5 syllables? Nah, I can't do that. It's out. So what art would you say that you identify the most with and whatnot?
The most. Definitely portraiture. I like just images of faces. They really speak to me. Mm. If you can sprinkle a little magic on there, you know, I'm really down with that. I would say portraiture. I don't really lean towards like abstract. There's some abstract that I really, really like. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I love seeing like faces and expressions and things of that nature. And, you know, just, you know, happy people.
Work.
That's my thing this year is like, I really want people to just make murals of happy things. It's like always this theme of sadness and it's annoying.
I don't know. It just reaches people. I guess it's deep in some way. It's like, oh, yes, that tear just strolling down that cheek. Yes.
I get it. I mean, specifically for Black artists, I hate that a lot of times that you're being reached out to something and it's always like struggle, resistance, and all of these things. But we're people too, and we enjoy things. I like ice cream. Like, this is just like some things. Like, I think we should just have happy moments and be able to express what we want, how we want, versus like, oh, let's talk about this problem. And it's like everything's not a problem in life, like literally. So
that's a word. That's wisdom right there. You know, because I feel like it's easy to make like sad art because it's kind of like, you know, when you're not like all the way sad, so you put on sad music to get more sad. You know, it's like I think someone had said that on Twitter, and I was like, let me try to see like if it like really works. Like, let me see. And then I was like, dang, it really does work, but it sucked. I was like, I don't want to be more sad. Like, why am I playing more music to amplify my sadness? I want to be happy. Exactly. I feel that. It's like there is a lot of art, specifically Black art, regarding, you know, I wouldn't say negativity because then that puts like a negative connotation to it, but just like, you know, struggle and whatnot. And it's like, we want to be happy too, because I ain't gonna lie, ice cream do be hitting, especially after 10 o'clock. That'll make me happy. Yeah.
Black people in leisure, that's what I want to see.
Leisure. Let the people know. So how would you say that your creativity shapes you?
How does it shape me? I don't know. I guess just like in all aspects of my life, I'm a mother too. So it's like, you know, it trickles down. It goes into my children. It goes into the things that they do. And so it shapes everything in my life. And I'm surrounded by creativity just in general. My husband's the artist. And so
well, how would you want to, I guess, flipping the question, how would you want to shape your creativity? Like, what are you looking to, I guess, mold it into as you kind of grow in this artistry?
So I'm more of an organizer, but I would hope that the initiatives that I make would inspire other people to make, like, either their own initiatives or just say, hey, I need to get more out there, because that's what it's really about. It's making sure that like people are out there, they know that these artists are working, and that they're out here. And I would really like for it to really become community acceptance, because a lot of times there's some pushback with certain imagery, and it's really sad, because we're here and we should be able to have things that, you know, represent ourselves. And so I really just want my creativity to help change something in my city is really what it comes down to.
Yeah. Regarding community, so from your perspective, like, I guess we'll just talk about, you know, specifically Jacksonville, you know, with it, you know, more so being about Jacksonville. But how would you kind of define the community in Jacksonville? Like, not even just artistry, but just in general, like, and what's something that you, I guess, love about it, and what's something that you would hope that, I guess, kind of comes from it, and also something that you would hope that it improves on?
So I think the one thing I really love about Jacksonville is that it is a place where you can pioneer something. We're kind of like in this trajectory of like growth. And so right now is like a great time to pioneer something. If you have an idea, this is a great place to start it. And something I would like it to improve on is, I guess, really, you can pioneer something, but you might not have as many resources. And so I would say that I would like an improvement on, like, resources, you know, connections and things like that you could work with. Because you can definitely start something and grow it. If you can make it here, I mean, I know they say it about New York, but I feel like if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere type deal. That's true. That's true. Like, if you can make it where people outside of this community know you, you can definitely make it. So.
Yeah, that's I feel that, especially because, you know, I mean, would y'all regard, like, Jacksonville as the trenches? I would say it's, like, a mini version. I wouldn't say it's, like, the trenches, but it's definitely, like, a training grounds for the future that you would like.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I would think so. Yeah. This is a way, like, to really get yourself started and branch out to other places, you know?
Mm-hmm. You think it's, I guess, a good idea for artists, if they're looking to establish, I guess, Jacksonville, do you think it's a good idea for them to take a break from Jacksonville and come back? Or do you think that there's enough here that they can pretty much like grow the city to another level?
I would say I'm going to be the last person to tell you to stay in Jacksonville. I'm just being honest. It's like I'm probably the worst person to ask. I definitely feel like this is a great place to grow. But I personally believe people should just live whatever dream they have. So if you're like, I like Jacksonville for now and I want to go somewhere else, I'm going to be the first person to tell you, go. Go right now. Like, yep. Just go. Go tomorrow. Like, I just...
Take an overnight bag.
So I mean, I think people definitely help grow this community too, but I don't believe in being stagnant. So if you want to leave... I say go for it. I know people like, oh, people always leave, and it's because there's more out there. Yep. And I'm from Jacksonville myself. I haven't been here my whole life. I've been here. I've been back for a while, and I'm trying to go. I'm not even gonna lie.
I mean, I like the honesty though, because it's like I feel like some artists, like, it's that's something that's hard to admit, because it's like, oh, you know, it's like I've poured so much into the city. The city has given so much back. You know, I've done so much. Like, I don't want to leave. Like, I want to grow the city. And then you're just like, nah, like, psh, I'm out. Like, let's go. So,
well, it's just because, like, you can leave your stamp here and you can always come back. Like, oh, yeah. It's not like you leave and they're like, oh, you're banned. Like, it's not, it doesn't work like that. Like, you can come back. Yeah, like, you can come back. I just feel like... no matter what you do, you shouldn't be stagnant. If you want to go somewhere, you should try it. Like, yeah. We only have one life. So,
man, imagine if they started doing that. If they were just like, it's like, hey, once you leave, you're banned. It's like, are you for real?
I mean, hey, with me, it's fine. Like, I'm not from here. Like, I'm from New York, and I've been here for, like, over 12 years.
Oh, what part?
I was born in Newburgh, and then I lived in the Bronx.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got a pair of Timbs at home?
You already know. Let's I got go. Black ones, too.
Oh, yeah, let's go! Oh,
but yeah, like, I've been here for a long time, and don't get me wrong, like, I love Jacksonville. Like, people pretty much say that I'm from here, and I'm like, nah, don't put that on me. Don't do that to me. Nah. But yeah, I love it here. Like, I love the people. I love, like, the community, how we all just, like, stick together. And, like, I just feel it's my home. I'm not gonna lie, but oh. You know, I'm ready to go. Like, I already book a flight to New York to see my family. I'm gonna be there for 6 days, and I don't know. I may not come back.
Dang. So when you coming back? It's like, I'm
take
coming
my
back.
Timbs and go.
That's how I'm gonna know that you gone. If I like, oh, like, I came to your house, but your Timbs are gone. Yeah. It's like, wait, what? It's like, yeah, when the Timbs are gone, I'm gone too. It's like, if I leave the Timbs here, I might be back.
I might. I'll leave one pair, take one pair.
I'm about to start doing that. I'm gonna take like a pair of Timbs with me everywhere, and people will know like I'm here if them Timbs are here. But the second they see them gone, they were like, bro, where you go? I was like, I'm out. It's like, well, I'm out. The Timbs are gone, bro. I'm out. I'm done. Especially if somebody dog like eat my Timbs, or I'm out. And I'm taking a dog. Okay. Not Esther, though. I love Esther, but I ain't taking them away from y'all.
No, I might take Esther. I'm sorry.
I love Esther.
Yes.
Do you have any pets?
I do. I have 3 axolotls and a bearded dragon.
What is that? I'm not familiar with breeds.
No, I'm like...
So an axolotl is kind of like a underwater... salamander?
Oh, I thought it was a dog. I'm no. Like, because you and then you said underwater, and I'm like, yo, what? New dog just dropped.
No, you would have to look it up. It's hard to explain. They're kind of freaky looking. So.
Oh, and a bearded dragon?
Yeah, and a bearded dragon.
That's what's up.
Named nice. Cupcake.
Yeah, you had me confused because I was like, Axolotl? I mean, I've heard of some dog names, but no, yo, right? What?
Oh.
That was
oh.
about...
Yeah.
No way.
Okay.
Those are so cute.
It's cute.
I'll take that over a possum any
we
day.
We will put it in the show notes what an axolotl is.
Yes. Just so everyone. You so don't leave y'all hanging.
Check out our website, radixmag.com.
Yeah, because y'all ax a lot about it. I keep them things on me.
Don't say and my Tim's. I'm so fly. My axolotl got tunes.
Man, imagine a little salamander floating around with the butters. Oh my gosh.
Oh god. But since we're talking about creativity and our community, I found out you had an annual show, Black Opal.
Yes.
You want to talk more about that?
I love Black Opal, but I'm kind of disappointed. We haven't had it in a while, you know, with the COVID situation. Oh, I had like a little baby and all of that stuff last year.
Correct.
Yeah, so Black Opal is really about all artists of colors and bringing them to the forefront. And it was kind of like, because I had went to like a lot of shows and some of them are just parties, and then like other ones like very serious. And so Black Opal was kind of like that meet in the middle place where it's fun, but you know the right people are going to be there to see you. Mm. And so it's about growth. And so that's where Black Opal came from. I'm hoping that we can, you know, maybe have one this year, but I'm real serious about COVID, so it just kind of depends on how the year plays out. But I'm hoping that we can have another one. I've actually had a couple of artists hit me up, and they were like, hey, what you doing? And I'm like, listen, we have to see how it rides out. Because it has been packed, you know, the last couple ones, it's like packed, and you don't want to pack out a place, you know, during this time. So and a lot of venues are closed anyway, so it just depends. Jacksonville actually doesn't have many venues that have actual wall space for art, so
work on that, Jacksonville.
We definitely need help on that.
Yes.
So it just depends on how the year goes. I'm really happy that most of the artists that have been in Black Opal can say like, oh, I was at Black Opal and then this happened and this person, I met this person and now I'm doing these things. And so that's really what it's about, like kind of being, you know, the middleman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we already, you know, you already touched up on Black Mural Map and everything. So how has Black Mural Map helped Black artists or more than Black artists, because it's everybody, but you know, just artists in general that got involved with it?
So right now we've only had one project. Black Mural Map hasn't even been up a year now, so yeah, not yet. we're working our way up, but I'm hoping that through the projects that we have, the people that I've worked with so far are pretty established. But I'm hoping to work with other artists that may have done a mural here and or want to do like their first mural and things like that. I'm hoping that I can be the person to help them with that. The ultimate goal is always like, who else can see you? Like, who else can see your work and be like, hey, I want that person. And so that's the goal, like. Bring people to other people. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to like, yeah, you belong to us now. Like nothing like that. Like, no. I mean, we do have like two artists that are kind of like our lead artists. One of them is my husband, Chris Clark, and the other one is Tatiana Kitchen or Phoenix Art. And but everybody else are kind of, it's going to be kind of like a rotating situation. And so so far it's been Chris, Tatiana, we've worked with Jared Walker, and then we've also worked with Maya Lane, and then we have two more murals that are supposed to go up, and so I'm still working
Fist on who
those. I don't want to say like their names, but wait a minute, nobody told me about that, so but I was doing the mural, so yeah, I got two more artists I need to reach out to get these next two going, and then hopefully we can, you know, get some spots all across town.
Are we thinking about expanding outside of Jacksonville?
Definitely. And so I started with Jacksonville because obviously I'm here. It's the easiest place to do. I'm thinking of the next place being a smaller place, especially with everything going on. Tallahassee, I lived in Tallahassee for a long time. I know that their map wouldn't be so big, so I would be able to complete it in like a short period of time. And then I'm hoping that it just leads to me going to different places and being able to establish like maps. But I've been talking to a lot of people, like collaborating with different people in different cities that say, hey, I want to help in, you know, make this happen in my city. And so that makes it a lot easier if you have somebody that lives there, they know who to connect with. And so not just for the map, but also for like articles, because I've been reached out about even in New York, like gentrification and how it has taken away art in certain communities. I had somebody reach out about wanting to write about that. And just, I mean, I've heard a lot of stories, like a girl, like, I forgot where it is, but like middle America, and she was putting up her own murals, and it was Justice for Breonna Taylor, and they were getting vandalized, and it was just like so interesting, her telling me that story, and then turning around and saying, oh yeah, they're doing a Black Lives Matter mural here, but they have no Black artists doing it, and they denied her application. And I'm like, that is
crazy.
Right. but that's, those are like interesting stories that I think, you know, need to be shared. And so that's like another thing I want to do, is not just be about the murals, but all the things that kind of go around it.
I actually, like, I really like the goal of just, you know, like putting that stamp on, and you know saying, like, you know, even though I don't want to be here for a while, because it's like, even though it's not really a deadline, but it's kind of like that timeline where you're like, because when you have, I guess, more of a shorter time span to do something, you're kind of more critical on what you do, and you do it with a little bit more, I guess, like special efficiency. Because like when you got time, you know, you're just like, all right, I'll kick back, I'll get to it when I get to it. But when you're like, no, I got like 2 years to make this happen, like, and this is what I got. And then you're just like, whatever I can do in this 2 years, like, rather than spanning it out for five, like, you know, you really do that. And then, you know, you see all the places that, you know, you did great, and then all the places that you're like, someone's going to pick this up and even make it better.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, I think that's really cool. I like that. So what would you like to have accomplished at the end of like 2021? Like, what are the things that you're like, this is what I did? Like, what are those things that you want?
Well, definitely the more projects. So that's the one of the big goals, is to have some more mural projects going. If I can, I don't want to say it's going to be Black Opal, because I have another idea. A show, something like Black Opal, if I can have an event of that nature. And then, I don't know, those are my big goals for like Black Mural Map. And I guess like advocating for artists is just those two things. Those are like the main goals, like the main goals.
Okay.
And, and also expanding the map. So hopefully getting, you know, around, you know.
Like, okay. I said, hit Candace up. Hit Candace up.
Come on. Right? It's like, hey, everybody out in the U.S. of A's, you know, hit Candace up, you know, do all that.
No,
good
not
jazz.
Everybody in the U.S.
Well, almost. let's just keep it a
one
Florida.
At a time.
Yeah, like,
one
yeah.
at a time.
Right, like, one at a time.
Give it about 7 business days before you reach out. Like, just, you know.
Right. I don't need a flood in 7 days either. Like, wait a minute.
So a little, I guess this is a bonus question, but like, so in 2021, like, I know we talked about focus, but how are you looking to more so capitalize on your rest days like this year?
On my rest days?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? This is a wonderful question for me. I am like really focusing on becoming a mediumist, because I can't be a minimalist. It's just too far. It's just too deep. So I'm going to be a mediumist. Hopefully that doesn't mean something else. I don't know.
It could, but we won't talk about it.
Right. If y'all find out later, just...
Yeah, we'll slip the
use
info
my
to
definition,
you.
Okay?
Yeah, we got you.
It's between maximalists and minimalists.
The Urban Dictionary version. Yes.
But, that is how I'm trying to capitalize on my rest days, because I've been doing a lot of like researching and reading and watching videos about how having less, like having less on the outside helps you have less chaos on the inside. And I definitely like relate to that. Like when everything is a mess around me, I literally can't think straight. And so I'm like really trying to get rid of things that just don't serve a purpose for me right now. I have, you know, a lot of us, we have so many of everything, like just like so much of everything. And so I'm trying to capitalize on my rest days by minimizing. I also want to get more into like meditation and organization and just in general. Last year taught me a lot. So I just think it would serve me well. I've had a very chaotic few years. So just trying to, you know, relax. It's hard though. I have three kids. So.
Oh, man.
But I try.
I hear it's a big thing now. Like everyone's, you know, meditating, focus on their spirituality, you know, get in the zone, Zen mode. And that's something that I've been trying to do myself because, you know, working two jobs, you know, have this internship.
The intern.
And, you know, just school.
The school,
and
too.
And then, like, okay, like, what am I going to do with my life?
That's a good question.
Right.
You know, it's just everything. And, like, all that just floods into my head. And then it's just like, all right, well, I'm having a bad day because I'm stressing now.
Ooh.
You know, I'm stressing about stuff that I cannot control.
Yeah.
So I just need to, you know, just be like, let it go. You know, go with the flow. Manifest.
Right.
Manifest. Make your own mantras, y'all.
Yes.
Focus. Keyword.
Major key.
Major key.
Major key.
But yeah, just manifesting, you know, things that I want for myself.
Yes.
It will happen. I'm telling you. I'm just like, you know what? I will make money. I will be financially stable. I will be stable mentally, you
know.
Get my body right. I'm going to the gym more. Ooh. Your girl lost 15 pounds. So
let them know.
I'm
let
looking
know.
Right. I'm looking hot. Yes. But yeah.
That noise. Yes, what is wrong?
But yeah, just like do these things for yourself because you will have a positive outcome.
Let them know.
Absolutely. So I feel you on that.
What's definitely.
Preach it, preach it, preach
big
it.
Word, manifesting. You're right.
Yes.
That's what I should have used because I'm trying to manifest.
Yes.
A little bit of everything. I'm trying to manifest the island. Like just.
Oh, snap. Not a private island.
Manifest Black leisure. Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what would you put on the, like, what type of mural would you put on the island? I'm like, nah, don't even think about that, dog.
Yeah, that's too far. We got to get to the
island. Yeah, yeah.
Like, get to the island first.
Yeah.
Set yourself up on the island and be like, okay, mural on the island.
Make the island a mural.
Yes.
Right. Oh. Ah.
See?
Big brain. Big brain. IQ 400.
Outside the box.
Right? She's like, I thought outside the box and then folded the box inside out. What you want?
Like, is that Candace Island? It's a mural on that mountain. Like, yeah, that's
definitely
it.
Candace.
Like, I want to take a plane and be like, look, that's Candace.
I know, right? It pops up in Google Maps and everything.
Mm-hmm.
While I was reading this little this book, and I'm going to just say this right now. Get ready because, you know, game time's coming up. But while I was reading this book on the subject of meditation, they were actually talking about, it was meditators versus non-meditators. And meditators. I just keep thinking of potatoes. I'm sorry. Medical potato. But yeah, it's just, I'm sorry. But anyway, they were talking about how much meditation can help. And it was the book is called Creativity Inc. And it was the people that were going in were some of their employees. And so they were doing this exercise about like how much meditation can work, because one of the things that they can do while they're working is actually go and meditate. There's a lot of things that they can actually do. Like, this is one of the most impressive books that I've read in a long time. And I'm like, Jesus, like working at Pixar must be a dream. Like, people talk about Facebook and Google, but what they do there is absolutely beautiful. And the research trips they take is absolutely amazing. But meditation in specific, they were talking about, it was 40 meditators versus 40 non-meditators. And they put, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was like a heat pack. And they put it on their leg and they said they were basically monitoring how these two groups of individuals thought. And they said the meditators, basically they weren't, it it was almost as if the pain wasn't registering to them and they didn't really focus on it. So, you know, they could think clearly and all of that stuff. They said the non-meditators, though, it was like that was what they were focusing on, you know, a good bit. And so they were like basically saying, like, you know, with that meditation, it helps you think a lot better and it helps you focus more. So like redirect your focus on the things that in a sense matter. And they were even saying, like, when people start to work into that meditation, one of the things that they do is they try to disregard the pain rather than like focus it into another area. And so it's like that learning of how to basically balance out how to, you know, function while under that pressure. But it was very interesting. And so
I might need to read that.
Creativity Inc.
Meditating myself.
Yeah, it's the story of Pixar is what it is. Well, I thought it was going to be just the story of Pixar, but it turned out to be an amazing book about like just being not even a better creative, just a better person. It's one of the things that I would recommend this for, like, any person that is about to start a business, a company, leadership, like creatives in general, people in general. Like it even can, like, it's one of the, I would even say, like, it's helped me navigate relationships in my life and how to more so also have ideas about how to build better constructive criticism around the type of groups that I'm in. Because I think that in this day and age, artists don't really know how to give constructive criticism, and we don't really give it too much. It's always like, oh man, that pick is fire. And I'm like, well, what's wrong with it? Nah, man, it's fire. Don't listen to what anyone says. I'm like, I'm not gonna get any better. And so it's like, you know, you want to have that group of people that constantly pushes you to be better, but you also want to have the knowledge, you know, close by you of, you know, just how to, not even just how to grind better, but just how to be a better person and stuff. So yeah, this book is pretty nice. It's really, I'm like almost finished with it. I'm literally like on the cusp of finishing, and I just cannot wait. It's such a sweet victory. But it's game time. Okay. All right.
Game time.
I have one more question.
All right. Just ask for questions.
Candace. So do you have any favorite books or favorite podcasts or anything that you listen to help you kind of, you know, move forward,
favorite
or
cheese
or anything that, you know, inspires you?
So right now, I won't even lie, I'm not reading I'm reading, I'm not reading anything like that has to do, I guess it helps with my inside and my outside, but I literally just got a new book called Atomic Habits. And so that's kind of like what I was saying, like organizing. So this would have more to do with organization with myself, and also how to be more disciplined, like so, because I will not lie, that's one of my problems, is being like very disciplined. And I have like an example of it in my home. My husband is a student to everything that he does, and that's one of the things that I like really envy about him. Like if he's like, he's studious like with anything and everything that he does. And so that's one of the things. I'm not like, it's not like a, I guess like kind of like a natural thing for me. And so it's one of the things that I, you know, I'm vulnerable enough to say like I need improvement in that area. So that's one of the books I'm reading right now, is Atomic Habits. It's kind of like everything that I was looking at online, and people are like, how do you become more disciplined? How do you become more organized? Like this book just kept popping up. So I was like, this is the book for me, because this is what I'm trying to do with my life. And so that's one of the books that I'm reading. And then in general, I just like self-help stuff. So I watch a lot of self-help stuff, like on YouTube. And right now, watching minimalist videos. Listen, it helps, because like you watch a minimalist video and you're like, throwing all this stuff away. And it's just for like, you know, the 2 hours afterwards, but hey, it gets you moving. So those are like some of the things that I'm like reading and watching. I'm trying to get into Clubhouse. I'm on Clubhouse, but I haven't found anybody on there yet.
Okay, what is that? I'm so out of the loop.
So it's like an app that's kind of like live podcast, like basically.
Yeah, it's all like day, live podcasting.
Like live podcasting. And so you have to be invited into the Clubhouse.
Oh, dang. That's
you need one?
Yes, please.
I got you.
Thank you. I'm going to be included.
Can someone invite me?
Yeah, I got you. I got five right now.
I was going to say, I probably have some. And so, and then like people talk about their different topics and you go into their room and listen to like what their, or their club and listen to what they're talking about. I haven't personally found anything on there yet.
Ooh.
That that has interested me enough to like keep me on there. Mm-hmm. A lot of it for me personally it has been very chaotic. Like I'll like listen and it's like too many people talking and I'm just like no. And so and I haven't really been into any podcasts in general, so I would like, you know, suggestions of like ones that, you know, you guys listen to actually.
Stuff You Should Know. I give that one to everyone because it's literally one of the most informational podcasts that covers all bases of everyone's like information spectrum. Like whatever you want to know, they probably actually, it's not even like whatever you want to know, they probably talk about it. They talk about stuff that you're just like, I didn't even know this, but I want to know. And I think it's a lot better for me, I guess, for to read, like to find new things and like be, you know, put on to new, I guess, new discoveries rather than look for things that I'm already into. Not that I don't do that, but it's like I want to always be in a constant loop of new information and always kind of be on my toes. And it like it puts my brain in an uncomfortable position because it's still taking in new, which kind of shifts the equilibrium of like how I can actually interact with the things that I do because it gives me a fresh mind. And so I can stay at the top of my creative game because it's like I'm always processing new information. Whereas if I'm listening to like 30 different photography podcasts and they're all talking about just stuff that I already know, I'm like, yeah, okay. Like you're basically just, you're making a smoothie and putting in the same ingredients in different orders. Like that's what you're doing. And I like that. But I need something new.
Right. And see, and that's a great suggestion. Like, are you, because you said you're on Clubhouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
So have you found anybody that you listen to, or do you have the same problem I have? Because it's not so much that it's, I guess it's not so much listening to the people that's on there, but it's like Clubhouse, you literally have dozens, hundreds of people that can be on there, and sometimes they'll let some of everybody in and it's like, okay, wait, who's talking now? And you know, Rebecca's on there, chaotic. Next day, you know, Stephanie's on there, then Michael's on there, you're like, who are all these people? And so for me it gets chaotic because you know, when you start bringing in too many people it gets off topic. And so I guess that's the problem. I've been trying to listen to certain Clubhouse rooms for a particular topic and then it ends up being something totally different. I'm like, what are we talking about?
I've been lucky enough to find to be in certain rooms where, like, you know, I've been able to listen and talk and it's not super chaotic. But I've definitely been in some rooms where, like, I'll even see rooms and I'll look to see first how many people are in it and then how many people can talk. And that sometimes is what keeps me from jumping in. Because Clubhouse taught me something. Twitter kind of introduced it to me, but Clubhouse taught me that there is a such thing as too many people having a voice at one time.
Right.
And it's good that everyone has a voice and it's good that everyone has a story and whatnot. But when you have so many people all saying something at the exact same time, I'm like, okay, mute. Like, and then you miss out. Like, let's say that five people have something super important and it's all great information. But if they say it at the same time with the same level of assertiveness, then you're like, I don't know what any of y'all are saying. And then everyone's trying to like talk over and you're just like, whatever. But there's been a few where I've been in like rooms of 30 and people have just talked and we just get to listen to them and they'll invite us, you know, some of us up. It's like, oh, ask a question. And then, you know, we'll just sit there, ask the question and then go back into the audience. But I definitely I see the potential of Clubhouse. I think it should still remain the same way because I think it'll teach people a lot about how to be more organized naturally without it being forced on them. But it has potential. Like it's something that I hope stays around for a long time because it's a great asset. And a lot of people I know, like they network with it. Like this one girl, she found a director and they filmed a music video, I think the next week from Clubhouse. Wow. Yeah, it was wild. And so, but yeah, I can definitely see that problem. I'm more introverted when it comes to things like that. So I try to like wait and then like jump in. But Yeah, I usually do Clubhouse with like friends, and they usually always have some pretty smart people that they surround themselves with. So I'm like, I'm gonna go join him because I know he's around like really smart people. And so I found someone that's been in the photography game for like, I think 30 years or something like that. And he has a plethora of knowledge. I was like, yo, who is this man? Brian, if you're listening to this, I think his name is Brian Du Bois. My guy.
Thank you.
By the plug.
A couple of podcasts I listen to, definitely all like business, entrepreneur. Like I tried to do like creative. So Being Boss, I don't remember the host name, but she has like over 200 episodes. She's been doing podcasting for like 6 years.
Dang.
She even has like a little community. Like it's more, they don't say it's like female creative bosses, but that's basically like all of her guests and everything. Like, yeah, it's like, it's just more geared. She has like a community and stuff. And then another one I just started listening to, it's a little bit shorter podcast episodes. They're like 20 minutes long, Creative Entrepreneur Show. Yeah, so that's another one. So those two.
I'm looking up all of this.
Your turn. You probably won't look up any of mine.
You gotta listen.
I mean, I listen to a lot of like true crime.
Yes.
That's cool. Oh, okay, good. Okay. So I listen to Sword and Scale with Mike Boudet.
Okay.
Really, really in depth, like you, like these people are monsters. Like this, like the people that he described that do these types of crimes and stuff like that. Crazy. It's like, wow, there are people like this.
Oh, she's
world?
Right up my alley. Actually, I didn't want to bring up that. That's why I was like, oh, I gotta, you know, make sure it's on topic. I was just talking about it.
Excuse y'all. So, yes,
look at you. See that you be like, well, since you said that,
yes, Sword and Scale mostly, like that's my top, and then, Strictly Stalking.
Yeah.
You know, these people here crazy. Yes. You over here stalking people like for over like 5 years. It's like, get a hobby.
Yeah, I'm like, why can you do that? That's crazy.
No, this one girl was like, yeah, like I moved to New York at this apartment. I didn't tell anybody my address or anything like that. And this dude texted me. He was like, oh, I see you. You're in such and such and such apartment at this and this avenue. And she's like, what the hell?
So I'm sure that's it. I'm going straight to the store and grabbing whatever weapon is the strongest. Like, yeah, I'm out the window, red laser, everything. I'm like, bro, don't come near me.
Oh my god. And then do you listen like to conspiracy theories and stuff?
Man.
Yeah, so
I can't listen to them, but what kind are we talking about? Are we talking about flat earthers or?
Oh my god!
No. We're talking like UFOs and UFOs and life on planets and people going missing and stuff like that.
Oh
so,
yeah, they go to the mountains and then they just disappear.
Yes. So Mile Higher podcasts. Okay. They're all about conspiracy theories and everything like that in between.
Yeah,
I love it. It's very interesting, and they have like some really cute merch. I just ordered one of their shirts and their stickers and stuff.
Not the stickers, okay?
You know, you gotta add stickers to your laptop.
Absolutely.
You know? But I have a mix of everything. I have like the Daily Shine, which is like good for meditation.
Yes.
And manifestations, and also a life kit, because I need to know more about life and how to do a workout routine, setting boundaries, and know how to file taxes.
All that good stuff.
So yeah, that's just a gist of what I listen to.
Say, it's not a podcast, but if you like vlogs and things too.
Oh,
have you seen Bailey Sarian? I think that's how she says her name. She does her makeup. But she talks about murders.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God.
I love her.
Can you send me that? I like that.
There's this one.
Like, she's amazing.
Yeah. Like, Chris is like, why are you always watching these murders? Like, I don't know.
You gotta stay up to date.
Just want to hear about it.
If you like people who like mukbang or like food.
Oh, yes.
There's this girl, Stephanie. I think it's Stephanie So. She does.
I think I followed.
Yes. She'll talk about murder mysteries and like do the mukbangs at the same time. And then she'll be like, these are all the ingredients. This is how they died. And I'm like, oh, okay.
See, I can't get with that one. The whole watching people eat.
It's nice to just listen to them.
I mean, I guess you kind of do it anyway. If you're at a restaurant, it's like, oh, well, they're eating chicken over there. Maybe some noodles, maybe a salad, you know?
No, but if I can hear you, I'm going to be like, can you stop? I'm just being honest. I'm like, that's nasty.
Like, why are you chewing so loud?
Oh, and the Battle Ready podcast. That's like one of my favorite podcasts with Erwin and Aaron McManus. It's father and son, two of the coolest people that I know. I met Aaron. He's a really cool guy. Really, really cool guy. He serves.
I'm going to write me my list down. And
Nicole can email it to you, right, Nicole?
What?
The list of podcasts?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. Because I know I won't be able to.
I'll have Nita write them all down, and then I'll send them to you.
Put that in the show notes.
I did not remember all of that.
Show notes on our website. You guys can check. We will link all of those podcasts as well, so you guys can have access to them.
True chains. Hulu also has a bunch of documentaries. Like, I've been watching nothing but documentaries for the last, like, 2 months, and they have amazing documentaries on stuff like that. Like,
oh, watch Night Stalker.
It's
on Netflix.
List.
Oh, it's crazy.
I just want to recommend one thing. Have y'all seen?
We're off topic.
Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. Just one thing. I'll request, and then we'll get
and
to the game.
We'll get to the game. to the game.
Have y'all seen that documentary about Michael Jackson?
Yes,
I
the one about with the with Oprah. Oprah put it out, right?
I don't know if it's the one with Oprah, but it's like another one where they talk about.
It's like Promise Neverland, but it's like something Neverland or something like that.
Yeah, something Neverland, where like two guys that. You need to watch that. I'll send that to you, because I'm telling you, I was just sitting in my living room and I was like,
it was so evil. I was like, how could they do that?
I have no idea what's going on.
I was gonna say, like, now I'm like invested. I'm like,
yes, I'm glad I reeled you in.
I don't even know what they did.
You'll never know.
I know, right? I'm like, you gotta watch it. That's clickbait right there. Ooh.
All right, it's time for game night. Let's do this.
Do game time.
I don't know what they're doing.
Okay, so we're going to play a game, and it's called This or That, Jack's Edition. And you are the special guest, Candace Clark.
Oh, my God. I was not expecting this. Okay.
Okay.
I like games.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically how it's going to go is we're going to name out two different things, and you basically either say this or that. We should play, what's the song? Black Sheep by, not Black Sheep. No, it is Black Sheep. It's by, I can't remember the artist, but it was a song called Black Sheep. I can't remember the song, the artist name, though, but I just remember this or that. And it just went like that for, like, at least 2 minutes of the song. All right, let's start. Riverside or Jack's Beach?
Jack's Beach.
Ooh, okay. Mm. Hop Tinker or Birdies?
Hop Tinker.
Okay. Bold Bean or the Flamingo?
I don't even know the Flamingo, so we're going to go with Bold Bean.
Oh my God, I'm hurt.
Put us on.
Okay, the Flamingo is a coffee bar. Their coffee is like really, really good. They have like karaoke.
Did they sell plants?
No. I haven't been there in a minute, so I don't know, but I did go to Bold Bean today, and I saw all the plants, and I was, like, very invested. I just got, like, an $18 plant. It's, like, in a teacup.
Was it a cactus?
No, I think it was, like, a succulent, but...
Oh, you might have got the one that I was looking at.
All right, back to the game.
Yeah,
back to the
game. Okay.
Flamingo, I'm going to check it out.
All right, Biggie's Pizza or Blaze Pizza?
Biggie's.
Okay. 5 Point Vintage or Goodwill?
Ooh.
Mm.
5 Point Vintage.
Okay. Right. Respect. I love me 5 Point Vintage. Shout out to those people. They always hook me up. 8th Day Tattoo or Ink Smith and Rogers?
I'm going to go with Ink Smith.
Okay. Hawkers or Sake House?
Sake House.
Yeah.
Cumber Museum or Museum of Contemporary Art Jacksonville?
Cumber Museum.
Yes. Wow.
That's it.
I feel like No, there wasn't another one. You know what? Bump it on my ass. All right, Fiat or Tesla?
Oh, I want a Tesla. So
me too.
Bad.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's on my goals list.
All right, Europe or the Bahamas?
Bahamas.
Oh, okay. Iceland or Brazil?
Brazil.
Oh, okay. All right.
Everything tropical is going to win.
Okay. Okay, well, that's all.
Ooh, one more. Radio or TV?
Oh, I love music, so I'm going to go with TV. I mean, no, radio.
No, I was about to say. Music. I mean, they do play music on TV.
No.
Well, because I don't actually watch a lot of, well, I don't watch TV. So if you say TV, you would have to be like Netflix or like.
But yeah. I don't watch regular TV. So like record, radio.
Netflix or your favorite playlist?
Oh, playlist.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Spotify or Apple Music?
I was just about to ask.
Tidal.
Oh!
Changing the game.
Oh! Dang, I can't even blame you for that, because Tidal do kind of go hard.
I just switched over to Spotify. I was like Apple Music person for the longest, and then I was like, well, I want to make playlists, so I switched over to Spotify, and my girlfriend put me on.
I'm not,
Brittany, if you listen to this, thank you.
I will say that once you get on Spotify, you will realize that Apple Music is the ghetto.
And I was in the ghetto for years.
Hey,
I upgraded.
You never know till you know. Spotify, they be like, they just, it's like they want to give you a hug every day with just, I'm like, new essential oils. I'm like, it's like, hey, we noticed that you were sad yesterday. So today we made you this playlist with a few of your favorite artists. And also, da 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 da, and this is the type of food that you should probably eat tomorrow too. Have a happy day. I'm like, oh my gosh, Spotify.
Kiss on the forehead.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm like, okay, cool. Well, Candace, thank you so much. I don't know why I whispered your name. That was so weird.
Yeah, I'm like,
it's like, sounded one of these true crime things. Like that. Oh, what?
Okay,
you, Candace.
I was actually gonna say one of the reasons that true crime, like I think that people should watch those more, is because they make you think about the things that you don't normally think about, but in like not like a freak out way. But it's like you'll start to like see things in people that you should be seeing way sooner.
Right. Mm-hmm.
True crimes exactly. Make you spot red flags, because red flags look like Six Flags when you're having fun. Come on now. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming through and hanging, you know.
Thank
hanging
you
with
for
the
having
people.
Me.
Yeah, yes. It was so thank great you. Talking with
I was
you and
say,
everything.
This was fun. And I'm like, I'm usually really nervous with these. Yeah.
I like
you guys
hair.
Are cool. Thank you.
And your shoes, boots.
Yes, just the whole outfit.
Struggling, okay.
The whole outfit.
I love it.
Just...
Well, thank you.
And Chris, we appreciate you too. He can.
Chris, that's
his personality.
Awesome. All right. I think we're done with
thank
this
you
episode.
Guys.
Yes.
This has been another episode of Brad's Podcast. Thank you for coming through.
Can you do that in like a normal,
you know, regular?
Yeah, sure. This has been another episode of the great, fabulous, wonderful Radix Podcast.
Can you also mention show notes?
And all of these things that we have mentioned will be in the show notes. Courtesy of Nicole.
Of Hanifa. CC.
Yes, and me.
You say it.
Y'all, everything that you cannot see or anything we have mentioned will be in the show notes.
Except oxygen.
I will personally put everything in the show notes myself. So,
Tavius, why? Thank you guys for listening to the Radix Podcast. I don't know what I was going to say after that.
And I hope that you have a rad day.
And a happy new year. Okay.
Now this is just getting weird.
All right, toodaloo.
Yep. That's it.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
This episode of the Radix Podcast was recorded at Friends of Friends Recording Studio. Friends of Friends Recording provides services such as music and album productions, and also provides vintage analog gear for bands, podcasters, and musical artists. If you're looking for a place to lodge and you're not native to Jax, or you are, you can also come through and visit Friends of Friends Recording if you need any of those types of services. But you can find them on their Instagram and their website at Friends of Friends Recording and friendsoffriendsrecording.com. And they are also in the Springfield area if you are a Jax native, or if you're just looking to see where the relative location is. Thank you, Friends of Friends Recording. We appreciate you a lot.